Hollywood actors are being asked to ratify a tentative new contract. It was reached earlier this week between the major studios and the unions, AFTRA and the Screen Actors Guild. If approved, the proposed deal reportedly would increase the payments that so-called middle-class actors receive for their work in television and movies. NPR's Andy Bauer spoke to one of the actors the deal's supposed to help.
Richard Fancy is the kind of actor you might recognize if you saw him on the street, but you probably wouldn't be sure from where. He has appeared in scores of films and TV shows, mostly in smaller supporting roles. There he is in the movies Being John Malkovich, Nixon, or Species, or in TV's The Practice, The West Wing, General Hospital, Third Rock from the Sun, and Star Trek The Next Generation. Or you might remember Richard Fancy as Mr. Lipman, the first of several bosses the character Elaine had on the sitcom Seinfeld.
There seems to be an inordinate number of exclamations.
Well, I felt that the writing lacked a certain emotion and intensity.
It was a damp and chilly afternoon, so I decided to put on my sweatshirt.
It's fair to say Richard Fancy is one of those fortunate actors who makes a comfortable living doing what he loves, but who certainly does not make $20 million per role like Tom Cruise does. Fancy says his income is much closer to the Screen Actors Guild definition of a middle-class actor, which is between $30,000 and $70,000 a year. A good year will bring in more than that, says Fancy, but...
This has only been going on for 15 years that I've been making money like that. And most people, you know, I'm 58 years old, have been making a solid living with a pension since they were in their 20s.
And one important source of income for actors is what's known as residual payments. Residuals are paid when a TV show or movie is rerun in syndication. The amount varies depending on how big a part was and how often it's rerun. The residual checks actors get can be large, several thousand dollars, or as Richard Fancy notes, laughably small.
There's a bar in the San Fernando Valley called Residuals. And if you can come in and present to them your check for a penny for a rerun, they'll buy you a free drink. And most actors I know, when they hear that, say, of course, because I get checks for 8 cents. I get checks for 12 cents for a rerunning on cable.
And it's in the matter of cable residuals that many actors, as well as Hollywood writers, have been dissatisfied in recent years. They say they agreed years ago to receive lower payments for cable than for broadcast networks because cable was then a young, struggling industry. But as cable networks have grown and been bought up by major media companies, the unions have argued for more of a cut. Richard Fancy says, ironically, cable reruns can give an actor like him too much exposure because producers often like to hire lesser-known faces for the kinds of character parts he plays.
The more I talk to people, they say, I see you all the time. And I suspect the reason they see me all the time is because they have a remote and they change channels a lot. And there I am on cable a lot. And if I'm seen so much, I'd like to be paid for it.
Both the writers and actors unions this year did win small increases in cable payments. Richard Fancy says, based on what he's heard, he will support the new 3-year actors contract. Writers approved their pact last month. But Fancy and many others in Hollywood's creative community say cable and internet entertainment will remain a flashpoint in the future. TV producers counter that the proliferation of channels means they make less from each show and so have less to pay actors. Stay tuned. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.